see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is a wonderful world. And how great is it that we can celebrate that wonderful world every single Wednesday here on the Crystal Frost Show, WTCM News Talk 580, with our very good friend Bonnie Pintozzi, who is joining us right now by phone from her office. It's kind of your busy time of year, isn't it, Bonnie, right?
Well, it is a busy time of year, and it's but a great time of the year. We're seeing so many of our clients traveling and getting excited about, you know, the rest of the summer. So we're going to talk about summer travel this week. But what I also want to do first is there's something in the news that actually took effect today, and I thought our listeners would be interested in that for sure. There's new regulations now. The U.S. is ending cruise travel to Cuba.
This is big news.
This is big, and it starts today. I mean, we just got the notice yesterday, and today is the day it begins. So where the U.S. eliminates the people-to-people travel to Cuba, and with these new regulations, it's ending complete travel to Cuba. It took place effective today. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is that basically – if you are been going there, like we have been doing, you know, and heading there and having that opportunity to go by cruise ship or to go down and do the people-to-people programs. Actually, right now, I'm looking at some of the updates as well. It's effective today, so it's private corporate aircraft, cruise ships, private yachts, fishing boats, and other similar aircraft and vessels will also now be barred from traveling to Cuba. And this is according to the Commerce Department, exemptions will be made for vessels or aircraft that apply for and receive a license, which requires the application be related to medicine, telecommunications for the Cuban people, environmental protection, or aviation safety. Right now, it's kind of unclear if existing cruise reservations will have to be canceled. But I will tell you that the most recent update we are finding now is that they are starting to cancel. Royal Caribbean Cruise has already canceled two ports of call to Cuba for June 5th and June 6th sailing, so that's just happening now. We're watching Norwegian Cruise Line. They're looking at it closely, but, you know, if they can't go in and they're going to be barred from doing that, even if you have something way down the line and they're saying you could be grandfathered in, well, we don't know what the cruise lines are going to do. Think about that. Maybe they have, you know, a certain amount of people that are going, but if they can't continue to fill the ships at this point in time and sell into the next year's departures are already scheduled, they may very well cancel that port. So it's just going to be a really rocky start to everything. But by now, you know, if you're not going to be going in, especially with what Royal Caribbean's doing, I'm sure they're out notifying their travelers and everything like that. But these changes just went overnight completely.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's been discussions, whatever be the case, but they really have taken place, and for anyone who had that opportunity to go to Cuba, congratulations. But right now, I mean, the cruise ships, the tour companies, it's a huge impact on the travel industry, mm-hmm. not only for Cuba, but for the U.S. companies as well. So we'll keep you more notified, but this has just happened now. And it's effective today.
Now, Bonnie, was there any indication in some of the releases that you received from the U.S. government and some of the things you're looking into that this is a brief hiatus, or is this, as far as we know, business for future as we know it?
As of right now, it looks like it's business as we are going to know this, because for so long we couldn't do it, and then the ban was lifted and included the 12 categories, you know, including those people-to-people visits. And everyone was following it. The cruise lines were very, very good about following the restrictions. The tour companies were extremely good about following the descriptions. People weren't just going over for a day in Cuba without following the real, you know, hardcore rules and regulations, because there were huge fines for this. I mean, if we did not follow the procedures or the cruise lines or the individual, there were huge fines. And it's going to be devastating, I think, from the travel industry perspective and you know, the destination, because as we talk about it all the time, travel almost is like the number one economic stimulus in most countries.
Yeah. Well, that is definitely, I know I saw a lot of this kind of go over on social media, and those people who had been able to travel to Cuba were pretty adamant in saying, this is why we made the trip as quickly as we did. And I suppose that if, you know, some restrictions are lifted once again, Bonnie, people will act quickly.
People act quickly, and it just really depends on what the restrictions are going to be. But mm-hmm. when they all of a sudden banned the cruise lines, which it is actually, they're not utilizing the hotels, they're not utilizing a lot of the services in Cuba. That is your floating hotel, and that's one of the ports. That was surprising. But right now, I think the whole industry and is looking at it and saying, okay, what does this mean? What are we going to do? So if you're not hearing immediately and you're booked to go to Cuba next year, whatever be the case, understand that I think everyone's trying to work through the details of this, because it really did not give the industry much warning. I mean, we found out about it yesterday and it took effect today.
Okay. Well, thanks again for letting us know. And clearly, if you had plans to go to Cuba and you're still confused as to what is going to happen with that, I mean, calling your travel your travel agent is a very good thing to do at this point, and I'm sure you have a lot of people doing just that.
It is, and you know, we have people that were looking at this, dates and everything right now, so obviously that is not going to happen until we find out who can go and who can, and if this will have any difference of a program out there for anything. But we'll find out as the Travel mm-hmm. Authority Altour. We'll be notified, I'm sure, very shortly as to, because they're constantly, you know, looking through all of the different news feeds, the tour companies, and the cruise lines. So we'll probably get a more of a comprehensive hold on it,
right,
either sometime today or tomorrow.
And I know you mentioned how this is affecting the cruise lines in the future, but is there anyone in Cuba on, you know, right now that is going, uh-oh, I have to get home immediately?
No, I have a feeling, because they're talking about, you know, maybe if your trip has started, you're grandfathered in from
okay.
this certain point, you know, you could
so
be,
it's okay.
You know, you may not be impacted at that point. But it's one of those things that, you know, I don't believe they're going to have to get on an aircraft or have to pull a ship in or anything like that. I think that you're already there, but it's for anybody who would be going after this point
sure.
in time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to another very, very big story in the world of travel. And it's a trend. We love to talk about trends in travel.
Oh, we do.
And Bonnie, this one isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
No, not at all. It's called the unstoppable trend, and it's solo travel. It is growing and growing just about anywhere. This has been one of those hottest topics of the year, and we talk about it quite a bit. But the tour operators are the ones taking notice of this, and what they're doing is
Someone's calling you.
I know. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And what they're doing is actually doing, and then particularly what we're seeing is trends for individuals booking solo trips, particularly for the travel during these summer months. And many of the escorted experiences through Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Persian Gulf have been so popular for solo travelers. You know, it allows individuals to travel within a group of passengers instead of the experiencing destinations alone, right? So what we are seeing in changes, so what does this mean for a solo traveler if you've never had to travel as a solo traveler? Well, you used to have to pay a full if you had a room, you had to pay the single supplement, which made it really much more expensive, right? So a lot of them are waiving the single supplements. They're reducing the single supplements as well. Some are offering room sharing, and how a room sharing might work, it works for clients traveling alone, chooses this option, he or she will be matched with someone of the same gender, if that's what you want to do. So there's a lot of opportunities out there on these escorted experiences for sure. And then the other ways in which I think the cruise lines, everyone is jumping on this.
Absolutely. You know, that's really good, you know, as you pointed out, because there are more and more people who are just single in general. And that should not necessarily be, I mean, in my opinion, just because you're traveling alone, you shouldn't have to pay more. So
that's true. And they equate it to, okay, here's the example somebody gave me one day. All right, so you're renting a car. There's only one of you renting a car. Car costs X number of dollars.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you have two, three, or four people in there, you still have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes to the travel and the supplements of a few things, I think what we're looking at is that opportunity to really, one, it's a good marketing opportunity, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're seeing the trend of the solo travel. And it's solo travel can be as easy as, you know, a husband and wife. One of the spouses doesn't really want to travel, but the other one does. Or you have a group of friends and you don't, you know, some of your friends don't like to travel, or you want your own room when you're traveling. So it could be a broad base, but there's so many people who want to get out and find out all the wonderful things that are in this world. So I'm glad to see that this is finally happening. It's been a long, long time, because single supplements used to really be quite expensive, not only on tours, but also on cruise lines. And everyone's taking a look at this and trying to do what they can do.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on to something. I think this is pretty awesome, because someone in your Traverse City office, one of your colleagues, has won a contest, or is a finalist for a contest, right?
A finalist, and this is big news. So this is in the news in my mind. We're giving a shout out to Rachel Trammell in our Traverse City office. Rail Europe, which a lot of our listeners know because it's an incredible way to get around Europe in different countries. They chose four travel advisors as finalists for my Dream Itinerary contest. So what that meant was, Rachel designed a 6-day historical and cultural gems of Europe itinerary. And she's one of four finalists in the travel industry that made that. So one of the four is going to be the contest overall winner, but they're all winners at this point. It's unbelievable. The industry is huge. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of travel advisors. And whoever submitted, and Rachel submitted this, and she is really just starting her travel career. We are just so proud of her. So, you know, and Rail Europe is... We use that URL Global Pass, allows all really extensive rail travel on the national railroads of 31 participating countries. So it's a real complicated, different routes and everything like that. And what she designed was really incredible. So she's one of four in the country.
That's amazing.
We'll have our fingers crossed. Yeah, it's great. So way to go, Rachel, in the Traverse City office.
Well, that's I really hope that she wins. That's
I
awesome.
Do too. You'll all be the first to know.
Oh, that's great. well, that kind of leads us to a really good segue into what the heck are we doing this summer? what's on our summer itinerary, and how do you still find, you know, some of those last-minute vacations, right?
Yeah, definitely. If you haven't made travel plans, and believe me, there is time to do it, okay? So it's one of the busiest travel seasons, okay? But there are still ways to find out what you can afford and what you can do. So first, you think about this. Before you consult with, let's say, one of our travel advisors at the Travel Authority, figure out a budget. That always helps determine where you can go and how long you can go is really important. So here's a couple ideas that maybe could fall into the idea, you know, where you could go. Now, this is an interesting one. If you're going to take a family someplace, how about moon landing celebrations? Okay. July marks the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 semi-moon landing in 1969. So to celebrate this occasion, the Space Center in Houston is hosting 9 days of special activities for kids, adults, to discover NASA's history. And this celebration will launch July 16th, and the same day Apollo 11 lifted off, and will, end up on July 20th. it really looks like an incredible celebration with all sorts of things to do and, you know, where you're going to go, you know, and who you're going to meet and all this. So if you're interested in doing something like that, that could be a fascinating trip to just either finding a great fair, which you still can because we'll all look. We do that for a living. And go down and do something fun and exciting. And with family travel being a $160 billion industry in the U.S. and growing faster than any other travel segments, trust me, families are definitely traveling to different destinations. And I've got another one. Let's say that we've interviewed Trafalgar and all those different companies. Trafalgar's opening up deals hotter than summer. Gotta love the title of that. You can stop dreaming and start doing. And you can save up to 15% on a lot of worldwide trips, departing actually in September if you want to. And you get a couple, you know, $300 per couple off European flights. So there's a lot of different ways that they are all looking at it. This could take you all over the world. We even have something, because we have a hotel program. I never mentioned that at Outdoor, but we have an incredible Outdoor Select hotel program. And right now, we're looking at a fortnight free for the Grand Hyatt in Playa del Carmen. And a lot of people know Playa del Carmen because that's a popular spring break place. But there's a little bit booking windows. You can travel, you know, window from May 13th to December 20th. So plus you get all sorts of amenities and spas and upgrades and all these things like that. So that's fun. And then we've got our Lisa Presley, who we love to interview all the time because we love to play the song. We have her cruise deals and special offers. You can take all free for balconies and above. Free open bar, shore excursions, specialty dining, Wi-Fi, friends and family rates, reduced or free airfare. It's all out there to find. If you're looking for a land program, a tour program, or just going down with the family to something like in Houston, like something, a special event, it's the time to do it, but don't wait. I mean, don't wait at all because there are so many different things out there. And we see some of these discounts come in. Even though summer is the busiest time, depending on the type of vacation you want to take will determine what type of price will be. And sometimes this is a little bit of an off time for some of the companies, but it's also peak time for travel.
I think it's good to point out as well, especially now that we know that the kids are getting out of school, just less than 2 weeks away. The national parks turned 100 years old this year. And so even if you think, well, I know how to get to the national parks, I know where I want to go, you could do a lot of like a road trip and tour of our national parks, and you could get some help from the travel authority in setting that up and making sure that you have tickets for some of the things that you can't necessarily get tickets day of to. I'm thinking about things in Washington, D.C. that even though they're free, it's good to have an inside person to get you tickets for some of those tours and things, right?
Absolutely. And we have companies that we work with and really reputable companies that we trust and that we've worked with for years that if we're ordering tickets, if we're ordering special occasion types of things, we know they're going to come through. Instead of trying to go online and guess, you know, you put your money down, will you get the tickets? Will you have those reservations? That's not what we do. We have very vested in companies that we trust and take good care of our clients. So, yes, most definitely. And then, you know, summer's the also time right now is, you know, we've been mentioning the Alma River waterways that we have. That we have those cruises, some block space on them in October and so forth. There's still a lot of travel left in 2019. You know, we get a lot of our guests that are on board, and they're telling about their companies, and they're also talking about the 2021, even sometimes 22 year. But there's a lot left. This is only the beginning of June. We have an entire, how many months left, right, to travel?
Take
advantage of it. And if you really want the best type of value sometimes and cost, you might want to think about the off seasons of a few things. So, for instance, we know the difference in the summer in Traverse City, and a lot of us don't want to leave because we love the summers here and, you know, truly. But sometimes you do need to travel and you want to travel with your family. Summer is expensive, so airfares are always in and out of here a little bit higher than it would be in maybe the fall, okay, or other times of year, spring. So remember when it's warm in some places and it's lots of snow in the other places, you're going to pay more. But if you can take a little bit of off-season, like if you went to Europe in the beginning of the winter, like the January, February months, the weather hasn't been bad over there. You can get some incredible airfares and incredible savings. So that's what we know. We virtually know those times of the years for destinations and those that offer a great trip and at a great value and a great price.
Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for everything that you're doing to keep us aware of all of the changes in travel. And again, you know, some of that big news coming out of Cuba and actually from the United States government saying that we are no longer going to be extending travel to Cuba. The people-to-people travel to Cuba has been eliminated. And there's a lot of questions that are happening now. This is, again, why it's so important to have a travel agent, somebody you can call when the unforeseen happens, right?
Well, I keep saying travel's the only thing you buy that makes you richer.
Right. And you might as well buy it from, well, do it with the travel authority. How about that? Bonnie Bentozzi, thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, 116 Cass Street. You can give them a call or you can go online or better yet, just walk in. 116 Cass Street in Traverse City. Thanks again, Bonnie.
Thank you, Crystal.
I see skies of blue and clouds of blue.